what do you call this thing that a lot of people have around their yard to do work? They can carry things in it. It has two handles, you know, and a little wheel.
That's a wheelbar. Mm-hmm. You have a mini wheelbar.
Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of a Georgia buggy?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If a man wants to sharpen something like an axe, what do you call that big thing that he might sharpen it on? He might, some of them are
grinding operating. Rock.
A what?
Grinding rock. My daddy kept one of them. Mm-hmm.
And if he wanted to put an even finer edge on it, what do you call the little one that he can hold in his hand?
Some kind of a stone, but I can't get it together. He had things like that.
You ever heard it called a whetstone?
No, the stone was in it.
It was a whetstone?
A whetstone. I think that's what it was. Whetstone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, he sharpened kitchen knives and things on.
What do you call that thing parked outside that I drove up in?
Did you come in your car?
Mm-hmm.
It's an automobile.
Okay. And if my automobile was squeaking a lot, I might have to do what to it?
Well, Richard, right now, you got me in the wrong.
Well, let's say if maybe your door hinge was squeaking, what would you have to do to it to make it stop?
Hey, you take it off and fix it. That thing, that got to be fixed. That lock, the doorknob or whatever you call it. He done come in out of it so rigged that it done bam, 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 bam.
Have you ever heard people
loosened up?
Have you ever heard people say that their car's squeaking, so they need to grease it?
Yeah, I've read on one like that.
And if you got that stuff that you're using to grease your car all over your hands, you'd say your hands were what?
Greasy.
And sometime when a person drives up to a filling station, he'll ask the man to open up his hood and check his
engine.
And what do you call that stuff that lubricates an engine?
It ain't the gas, is it?
Well, the car runs on the gas, but it also needs maybe a quarter.
Oil.
What do you call that stuff that you burn in old-fashioned lamps?
Kerosene oil.
Have you ever heard that called anything else? You ever heard people call it coal oil?
I believe they do, but I wouldn't be knowing what the... See, by me living in so many different places since I've been grown.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's what they called, I think, up yonder where I worked in the factory, coal oil.
In Ohio?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But down here, we didn't know nothing but kerosene.
What about, have you ever heard of people making a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp out of a bottle and a rag of kerosene?
Oh, yeah, we did that, too.
What do you call those things?
Flambeaux. Yeah, before we even know anything about a lamp, we have, like out on the farm, we've had that light of torch to eat by and use as a lamp.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the inside of a car tire, you call that the inner?
Inner tube.
Uh-huh. And if a man has just built a boat and he wants to check it out, he might take it down to the pond and put it in. What do you call